Look at the way David is getting tired. I see a generation that wants God to, they want God to intervene. They are not willing to pay the price. People talk and talk and talk. When it comes to the level, they will run away. Do you know what it takes for Zion to give birth? It takes travail. It takes travail. The soul of a man will be poured there. The soul of a man will be put there. If you notice your neighbor sleeping, pack him, pack the person outside. We don't need that kind of people here. If God brought you here, we have entered a junction in destiny that God is now depending on us for something to happen. Forrest, how will you live if you know that God depends on you? Mike. Say that God depends on you. It's not, you don't know it. The scripture said that we need to redeem the time for the days that he. The proof that a man understands this statement is that he now walks circumspect. So the proof of your understanding is the way you now live. So when a man talks, he don't believe him. It's when he begins to live it. So he said, Nigeria. Don't see that writing on social media, they are praying. They are not praying, no. You think people, they are praying, they say Shabababa, they write it on Facebook. They are sleeping. Me, I know. I know because some of us, we don't just act because we want to act. The burden of me have increased 10 times, and I knew that God is looking for men yet, and he has not found many. You will count yourself, because we prayed for many days, and what we saw in the spirit is vacant seats, and God is making a cry. He said, who will I send and who will go for me? I said, God, there are many use, and they're saying, God, use me. It was then we found out that they have God in their lips, but there is no God in their hearts. Tonight you will cry. God will knock you into shape. I can't be tired at that time. Someday, Sandiata, Pena Cambre, Sakwa Debal, Abatatakwa. Listen to me, men like us, we pray with the spirit of might. As I'm speaking to you, I'm like a possessed man. The strength of 10,000 men, we enter into the body of a man. There is a labor from heaven. There is a labor. There is work. There is. I'm sick. Her body has made you sick before. I am sick. Okay, it's also free prayer with me that you are sitting down. You are not angry. Okay, it's on social media, people are angry. Come and prove it on your knees, my friend. Kagabatata. Kagabatata.
warriors arise. Are you hearing the sound from Zion? He's saying, let mighty men arise. Let our plowshares be beaten into swords. And let the weapons be stretched forth. That the monarch of Zion will arise. Let our plowshares be beaten into swords.
Warriors, mighty men, men of valor, generals in their own order. By the enemy of me, Atubra, leave the banner of Christ up, be in glory to our King. We serve God. Of prayer, all those things you hear, don't need to tell you. All you need to do when you come under the influence of our meeting is to have a desire. That is all. Did you open your mouth? Then an invasion more than you can carry will come on you. I'm not just saying you will receive an invitation to pray, no. I'm saying listen. When I met you, you can pray. But what you had is like, how many of you have seen this generator? How many of you lived in a house before and it's face me, I face you? There is a kind of gem they have. I passed my level. Have you tried to use it to iron your clothes? If you do like this, whoa. That's what is happening to many people, and that is what is happening to our nation. The demand is so high, and we plugged into our generator. Indeed, whoa. As you pray, the major thing that will happen to you is that your generator will be changed. You will leave and pass my level and enter 2.4 kVA. Hey! Listen to me, listen. For some of you, you don't need kVA. What you need? For some of you, you have brought kVA before. And then people plug in to your gen and they pray. This time around, we need men that can power a city. Men that will power a city. Haya kapatal. Shatatatatatatatatia. Haya betekwa. I am tired.
every hour, Lord. Weaken us to call upon your name. Every minute, every hour, Lord. Until you set us on fire. Set us on fire.
Somebody will come and tell me, I notice my right hand is burning. I don't know why. I don't know why. I notice that if I pray, then my feet will start burning. Many things. It's just that you have been brought, your ambience is such that in prayer you have been able to sustain what it takes to trap some angelic ministry, angelic host. Your priesthood have risen, and certain angels can stay around you and they'll be comforted. And some of them, when they walk past you, some of the time when we minister or lead prayers and you come close to people before it is. Most of the times it's because of the angelic presence that is present. Once the person enters the room that can cause it, then you can't stand it. So this man, God is preparing him for something. There are people, when this kind of thing happens to them, they will now write it on Facebook. And they can meet me this night. And we discuss. The next time the angel will come in is in 10 years' time. I was in Makodi, and then Victor called me and said, "Sir, my body is burning." He said, "And so that there are people, their body have been burning for 6 years, 5 years, they are normal. It is a proof that you are being introduced to something you are not used to. It is not time to talk, it's time to control it. That is not the end of the story, that is the beginning of the journey." As we yet Sorry, I didn't have time to welcome the people that are here. There are people from... forgive my manner. I wore my garment well because there is much work. There is much left. Why are you looking for where to sit down? Go to the back, sit down. Because you don't need to. You can be harmed. May walk. Can you see title? So if you came here, there is a reason why God brought you this. Part of the things I need to cure in your life is spiritual laziness. Some of the time people say, when I wake up, I can't pray. It's laziness. You don't need prayer power. What you need is discipline, my friend. Discipline your body. Paul said, I discipline my body. People put stones in there before they learn how to pray. You just want to pray, and one angel will carry you, and then will open your mouth for you. Say level. Says, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man. Go back to verse 23. And he took them and sent them over the road, and sent over that he heard. Then, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him for the what? Breaking of the day. Do you know the context of this warfare? What's the context of this warfare? Let me tell you the context of this warfare. I will tell you a story. Joshua, 2014, I was doing my youth service, and when I, oh my God, God came, because before I left campus, I had an encounter, and I was able to nurture it. 4 months before I left, God began to tell me many things. So I went to youth service as a man sent by God. I knew I was not going there to do youth service. I was going there to do God's assignment. I was on a 72 days fast. You have heard this story. Then I entered the meditation camp. They'll be doing Sahih, Nigeria, and I'll be doing. They deceive you and they said you are young. You are no more young. A witch as old as you is already a grandmaster. After I fasted and prayed and anything that happened, God came and all kinds of things happened. Every day in our meeting is filled with the glory of God. Every day. It was such a season that people left the houses that they paid for and came back into the family house. Somebody accused me those days. He said, I used to afflict people with prayer. And when I afflict them with prayer, I will now start enjoying myself. Because when I start praying, I'm happy. I will be smiling and praying. You are waiting for prayer to finish. I was so happy. They are doing meeting. How many of you have? Where is Victor? Come to the front now, so that I'm. You are an executive now, and you are prayer. I was prayer. One of the worst places for a prayer to find himself is in church committee. It's terrible. So that 2 hours they give or pray you to lead prayer, I will just say, thank you, Jesus. So tell me, thank you, Jesus. I will afflict men with prayer. And then I will be smiling. I will climb the shares. These days I don't climb again. I will climb the shares. God gave those days my jacket, my hand, all kinds of things. Before I left, I told them, I'm coming to Lagos. That will bomb Lagos. Will bring heavy revival. Will bring the move of God. 2015. Then, when I came back, me and my friend planned to go back to Lagos and start a war. But even my mother borrowed me 200,000. I know you have not heard this one. Say, go and do this thing. Because all the people, all of them we are migrating. Isabel Kutana is close to Lagos. All of us are migrating to Lagos. It's very close. Then let's just go. By now I would have been a very big man of God. What am I doing with you? What am I doing in this village? That somebody saw me there on top bike and said, Chiedu! My heart skipped. Even the other day, we are trying to deal with the downstairs. And one of the guys came and said, he knew me before. Is he this small boy? That is the pain of being this thing among some people. It's not just among some people. No, inside your state, inside your local government, inside your town, inside your village, only God can help you. That's why you can pray and stop. I need to pray for my voice to be. If not, you'll be drowned in the noise. I packed my bag. I'm trying to explain this thing for you. I packed my bag. And we are going to Lagos to start the work of ministry. We are very anointed. Very, very. What people call anointing now, and they say God called them, and they even post it and say anointing. When I had the encounter, what God gave me was power. Yes. So I knew what anointing was very early. I packed my bag and I wanted to leave. Then the day I wanted to leave, I felt a hand. I finished praying in the night and I felt the presence of God. Or so I thought. Just that I was feeling something, Sha. Are you with me? Now some of you, when you feel that thing, you will now say, God is. I was feeling something. That thing you used to feel and call it the presence of God. I was feeling it. I wanted to leave. And then I felt a hand hold me like a shoulder. I can't explain it. When the hand held me, I began to cry. My brother, that bag I packed, it was January last year when I came back from February that I unpacked the bag. That bag, I still kept it as a souvenir. As a souvenir of Genesis chapter 32. As a souvenir. If it took God 10 years to conquer you, it's not enough time. If it took you 30 years, it's not enough time. Meanwhile, the problem with this thing is that this man is the one we are dealing with. They are immortal. So they are not afflicted by time. So when you say, God, since January I've been praying, nothing has happened. Since 3 years old, since 5 years, they'll be wondering, what is 5 years? Can you explain to us what is 5 years? My time is going, you know. They'll say, somebody explain to us. Because we don't understand this. For them, if at all they want to count, the day God wants to count, say, I want to count today. 1,000 years will now be equal to one day. So, how many years have you spent? It has not reached one day. That's if God wants to come. He counts in thousands. He counts in thousands. In thousands. Guess what? Your alignment can take 2 minutes. It can take 2 months. It can take 2 years. It can take 20 years. It can take 50. And some of you, your parents now realize that they missed it. Like there is somebody here and he's hearing my voice. He should be in the media room. His father is now going for. Did I say this? His father is now going for Bible school. At 50 something. That is a man. I'm not saying it's bad though, because some people say it's bad, but when you start going to Bible school at age 65, you wasted your youth without missing one. That is the season of rest, not the season of labor. We need to fast and allow God to win, because this warfare. You know, when we are young, they taught you in Sunday school. Is it not true? They said Jacob wrestled with God and he won. Is it not true? You have not read your Bible. This warfare would have continued. Because it was not Jacob that won, it was God that won. The day God wins is the day you have gotten into alignment. And that is the beginning of the journey, not the end. The beginning of usefulness is alignment. You can fast 10 years, it doesn't move from. You can sow your house. There are people that have told me they have sowed everything. They want to bribe God with seed. You can't bribe God with seed. Meanwhile, all those sacrifices you have made will be stored for you. If you don't get an alignment and die physically on this earth, it will be waiting for your child. Or maybe your son biologically or spiritually. And when you're on the deathbed, one young preacher, one young man of God that is just starting, will just come and serve you, pay your hospital bills. And you now say, everything I have, it is a devil. May God give it to you. You know what will happen? If the young man gets alignment, he begins to reap your own levels. Because sacrifices are potent in the day of obedience. That's the only day that sacrifices become potent. If it takes you 10 years, that's when your sacrifice will begin to pay. How long will it take you, Florence? What I've seen in my life in 1 year is a proof that this is fundamental. Guess what? If you talk about fasting, I don't want to talk much about fasting. Know how long you are fasting. Are you sure I have not fasted more than all of you gathered today? It's possible. Because if you have done what I have done for 8 years, then it's possible. For those 6-7 years, nothing showed out of that fasting. I fasted till I wanted to die. You stool blood and cough blood, it still happened. I fasted till my parents were begging me, please eat, you will die. I said, Nathan, you will die. nothing happened. Until wisdom spoke. The proof of wisdom most times is finding yourself in the right place at the right time. I'm telling you, men have missed their season, missed many things. And some people, when it matters the most, they are dead. I remember how I found myself in Makone Owari. You have heard the story. I went from Kaduna to minister. We collected crushes from people, waved our jacket, and people fell under power. The kind of thing that Kingsley used to be seen like, that kind of thing we saw. But guess what? When I preached, I went back to my body to keep my bag because I left it there to go. I lost all my peace. I was angry with myself and this world. This is a young man of God that wants to break out. Let the world hear me. For 4 months, I don't know. God kept me. Sometimes I will go to, that time they have not finished the school there, I will go to one of the classes. I will leave from morning to evening. I will go to tent and pray. When I get there, I don't feel like talking to people. My soul is exceedingly bitter. It took 4 months for me to see the first ray of light. How did I get there? I said, God, whatever you want to do, just do. Just do. You know what many people are doing? They will bring their own plan, and they, as they are praying here, what is their plan that is being God? You must do this. You must do this. There is a way they want God to walk, and there is something they want God to walk. I wish well. You will still tarry in the wilderness for 5-10 days, and your mates will pass you. The people you disciple will come back and disciple you. The reason is because you missed your season. Physical age is not the same thing with spiritual age. There are men that are full of age in the natural, they are babes in the spirit. Huh? They have not encountered light. They have not encountered aged spirits. They have not encountered wise spirits. And suddenly a young man will become old as a result of that interaction. The proof of his wisdom is the way he is, the way he speaks, the way he understands the season, the way he aligns his life to trap God down. The proof. When we look for elders, we don't see. Then young men will begin to do what elders are supposed to do. It's a proof that young man has become an elder in the spirit. I speak to men that can hear. You have ear. I know you didn't hear me. Meanwhile, are you with me? Just be praying. In case you didn't hear me and understand well, Brother James. You know, I told you it's 5 years. It's looking like it. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. The hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Before God will win you, he will take away your strongest point. What is it that people, once they see it as the most valuable aspect of you, they will make it stretch. Then you begin to build on God alone. Those days, it has become obvious that I was ministry material. How many of you know you can be ministry material? Even as a young lady, they will be looking at you, they know these people now, they are now that are now pastor's wife that are ministering material. God will keep you away, because that has become the post. The reason why God should count you in the spirit. You are lost. Alignment, you don't know alignment, you are off. God will keep you there for 5 years, and men that are less qualified will enter. Because you have made the things that are your strength, because of where you are placed, the reason why God should count you in. No. There is nothing that is of man. There is nothing you acquired that can count on the day of alignment. It's only God and God alone. He will touch you in the place of your strength, and then you will begin to cry, "Help me." It has become obvious that I was ministry material. Before I went to campus, age 19, my father, my own biological father, would then be a pastor in training, further along my head. So I entered the campus with a limp. And when you see me there, I looked at people praying in tongues. I said, "These people didn't know where we are coming from. We have done business for long. Do you know where we are coming from?" Until a young lady, guess what, those days, I came from a conservative setting, and the young lady was wearing leggings, and she was preaching. I said, "Satan is on the pulpit." I just crossed my hand like, this is where they have degraded the gospel. We are the custodians of the ancient past. Young ladies, we are speaking in tongues. When they spoke in tongues, spoke in tongues. I said, "This thing can be true." They now went for Holy Ghost baptism, and others are receiving. My face was like stone. I set it like a flint. And the people doing Holy Ghost baptism, they will sidestep me. How many of you have done Holy Ghost baptism? You have tried it on the road before. On the road. My God, we need action. They sidestepped me because of my face, and I cried out to God, "If this is true, give it to me." And then I spoke. When I began to touch God in strange dimension, I came back from this service. I continued to hone my skills in ministry. I knew it's all about me. I was prepared. I was leveled. Do you know how God conquered me? He took ministry away from me. The very thing I thought that, I asked God, "Is this not why you are preparing me?" It's like He took it away from me. That was when the motto of my time was punctured. I was a limping man. If it will take you to be a limping man to enter into alignment, then it's a good thing. Your journey will be faster. We begin a relation this night to trap what is coming from heaven. Don't come and tell us 5 years later, when you see mighty men that have arisen as a result of this program, and then you say, "I was with Victor in that meeting." If you see the way God moved, I went to Lagos 2012 to do my industrial training. And then a woman, I saw a man of God on the stage, one of the biggest branches of one of the mainline Pentecostal churches. And the man of God there was moving in the anointing. And the woman I went to stay with now told me that this man now, that they used to be a school of ministry together, that they used to pray together and go for evangelism together. And he was saying, I know this man. As he was telling me the story, she thought I was happy with her. I was in my head like this. I was telling her, wow. But in my heart, I was saying, look at opportunity missed. He is an indictment on your life that you pass through the same system that made great men and you remain small. There is no, that day you lost every excuse from time to eternity. Jacob was left alone. I said, even if there are 200 people here, 500, doesn't matter the number. When it matters the most, you are left alone. You can hold hands with men, but you are left alone. Some of you, if you have gotten your visa and you have gone abroad, by now the over for you will be counted out. I want to read a blessing and then we pray.
All of the arches of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Here is the name of the Lord, hallowed is glorified. Breaking of a brand new day. All of the arches of my dying day, I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a wild wind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. What we saw was vacancy everywhere. God is here. Who will I send? Who will go? God is looking for men. God is, stop looking for things, look for God. Stop looking all those things you are looking for. God can add it in a minute. They told me many years ago, I didn't believe it. But I now know of a sure, in these beginning stages, that God can add everything in 1 minute.
I see the breaking of a brand new day. Here is the name of the Lord. Hallowed is glorified. Breaking of a brand new day.
And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. You see, at every junction in your path of spiritual progress, there is always a pressure to carry, to become satisfied. If I leave you now, you go and sleep. Is it not true? There is sleep in your eye now. From experience, I know. Don't be so. I said, I know from experience. But do you know how many years I've done this? But when you start seeing the result of your prayer, people will not, many nations will come and say, we want to be your friend. Meanwhile, when you were alone in the spirit, crying, nobody wants to be your friend then. But when you come out and shine like the stars, they want to be your friend. Don't mind the shining. Be interested in the grinding. That is what makes men to shine. everybody will be there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If it's easy, don't mind. If people are sitting and doing it, don't mind them. Oh, everybody's lane is not empty. Stay on your lane. That's how I went to pastor's meeting and then people slept. Agent come here, taking me 2 more hours. That's why I'm here today. Whether I'm the one leading prayer or not, I will pray more than you. There is something. Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Next verse. And the sons of the prophets were at Bethel. That were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold thy peace. What do you think is happening here? How many of you have gone to Facebook or some places and people are saying there is revival, God is moving, God is raising men, Nigeria is in the junction of the next move of God, God is raising prophet young, and they are saying it. Is what they are saying correct or not? That's the name of those people. Is what? Say the sons of the prophet. They can speak about what is happening. They can even pick this in the spirit and begin to say that this is what is about to happen or is happening. But pay the price now. Do you know what Elisha is teaching them? He's not the prophet. What you know, others know it. The proof is who is walking. We labor on our knees. We run on our knees. It's not that you will now say, I said it, or I was one of the people that said it in the beginning. We are one of the people that started in the beginning. Where are you now? It's not that you started anything, you said it's anything. The main thing is that don't even talk. Become Elisha. As people are talking, say, hold your peace. Labor. Let your labor speak. I tell you from my own experience, I'm not somebody that will come and be telling you, I am this, I am that, this is what we are doing. Hey, God is working, or God is using. I don't have that title. Let your level speak. And when God, if you have been a man that have touched anything in God, or have done anything for God, and you know the pain it took you to do one thing for God, and you see somebody doing it without effort, wisdom should speak to you. That there must be something very heavy that this person has touched. See the way you are sweating and laboring in prayer. Someone is praying as if it's not anything. There must be something that person has eaten. If it's Babalola, he said they gave him yam and he ate. There is an account I read recently. He said he was caught up to heaven and they gave him all the nations many things. And what they gave Nigeria is prayer. What they gave Africa is prayer. What's the meaning of Badura? Pray a bit. Badura this night. I see the way he's with you. I'm sorry that I'm happy when they speak about prayer. I have seen prayer work. If you are not praying, what's your next option? You want to do the thing? You have to pray. If you prayed and it didn't work, what's your next plan? And then after that one, it didn't work, what's your next plan? No, I'm not sure this. You are not sure. Because the story I heard in your family is not a good one. Your family, they have many options. Don't you? They have options now. They, not you. Something is doing me. I'm just managing myself. So they came to Jericho, the next verse. And the sons of the prophets that were at every city. Saying it, everybody knows. This thing I'm telling you, and it is that everybody knows. You know the funny thing? Just because everybody knows, we think we are many. My friend sang a song. He said, "Let there be many who fall in love with you. Jesus, tonight we decree. Let there be many." Guess what? We are less than few. So everybody will be shouting it. We are many. God is moving. There is something. Every city. Everybody knows. Yet not many. People are not winning. Some came to Bethel and tarried. Some came to Jericho and tarried. Elijah said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?" And he answered, "Yea, I know it. But ye your peace." Next verse. Next verse. And Elijah said unto him, "Tarry, tarry. Listen to me. Even God will beg you to stop. And should I show you a wisdom? Let me speak to you as somebody, as an elder in this journey. There are seasons in your life when you will come and you will not hear anything from God. He will want you to make a choice. No matter how much you pray, He will want you to make a choice. And the choice you will make on that day is as a result of the lust that is in your heart. This matter I'm telling you now is matter for deep matters. If you have not even done business long enough, you will not understand what I'm saying. There are seasons in your life. God will give you the challenge now is not bad things, it's good things. You will see many of them before you, and you will pray for 3 years, you will never hear a voice. The only time God will step in to begin to walk with you again is when you have made a choice. And the choice a man can make on that day is as a result of the content of the soul. If there is a lust that God has not conquered in your life, you will make choice along that line. And it will take 10 years or more for you to realize that you made a mistake. And the mistake you made was 10 years ago and you can't go back. And you now come back to us for deliverance. You know me now. I will put you to his bed pants. We'll do it for 6 months. Then I will know whether you are serious. Are you with me? There are many people that have met me. They will tell me all their trouble. I say, "Come to bed pants." And then they will come. They will come. Maybe it's a Gojuku that is leading prayer. And for 45 minutes, he has not called prayer point. What you'll be hearing? And it's not about him leading the prayer. It's about all the ladies and all the guys that have taken position. Find your style. Find your style everywhere. Nobody is seeing you. Somebody complained to me that he sent his brother to come and do bed pants with us, and nobody even greeted him. Who has time when everybody is sorting his destiny? If I come to meetings, I don't notice your hairstyle. Though. The only thing I notice, you will not believe it. The only thing I notice is your praying style. The hairstyle, I am blind. When I was doing youth service, they told me I was blind indeed. I was blind. And I know I'm blind. I only see when I want to see. There is nothing. Young men, listen to me. Listen to me. There is something you can put in your eyes. And even if they have new hair and Jesus is saying level, you can't see it. I will not get amen now because the ladies are. You can't see. Somebody said, "Does it mean you are not seeing?" I'm not seeing, and it's true. There is something that will veil your eye. You will not believe this except you have entered that consecration in the spirit. You can't understand what I'm saying. That is how eunuchs walk. Nazarites. The path is narrow. Not many men find themselves there. and then the horn of authority will come out with you. It's strange. You are seeing now. I used to notice you after Fed Banks. You will be arranging people's hair. If you are guilty, don't join and laugh. See the way you are happy. I want to save your life. Yes. If you come in this gathering, there is only one place they can see you, in the spirit. That's the only place they can see you. There is a way I will pray in the spirit and I will see somebody. I can pray in the spirit and know that somebody is not in this meeting, and I can tell you that the person, I didn't see vision. It's just that I entered a place in the spirit that I used to meet the person. There is a place we meet in the spirit too. When you enter that place, you look for your neighbor, he is not there. You open your eyes and look for him in the physical, and it will become true that the person is not there. I have been to meeting and prayer is going on, things are doing blah blah blah. I just entered quietly, and somebody said, Pastor Edu has entered here. Meanwhile, there is no way to know in the physical. That is many years ago, it's not now. Now is that if I say I'm coming to, I don't want to say that, but if I say I'm coming to your meeting 1 week before I come, people will start having encounters. It's not, that one is normal. When I was in Zamfara, I was still on this stage. There is a lady here, she actually argued that I didn't come. The path is narrow. The path is narrow. Sometimes I want to reduce the sample size. I just need 12 people. I don't need much people. I just need 12. All of us, let's go together. Let's go. And nothing is happening. What we need is disciples. Men willing to go through the thick and thin training. When they come out, their whole family, generation, territory can rest on their shoulder. They won't complain. Small thing is making you to give up. I saw somebody here. He just posted something on Facebook. Now. Tomorrow you come and tell me, Papa, train me. You are joking. I don't have time for that. Don't have time. You have not labored in prayer. Your soul has not cracked. There is not much investment God can make. In this shape you are, it will spill over. It is only a vessel that is broken that can trap God matter. Because any other thing you are doing without the breaking of the outer man of the soul cannot trap God content. It will waste. The flesh cannot trap God content. The spirit have to make contact with heavenly things. That is the energy level and ambience that can host these matters. Your wisdom cannot. Your expertise cannot. Or if there is waiting. Where is Okudele? Come to the front now. I said there is work. Yes. The idols in Orife is strong one, is it not? See, like this, you want to go and chase them away. Some of them have the capacity to make somebody mad. Even pastors, is it not? And you want to just be praying like this. See the way your clothes is dispatched. I see some people laughing at the back. I'm coming. is either you pray or you leave. There is no option. You can't possibly be my friend if you can't pray. It is almost hard for me to agree with somebody that can't pray. If you can pray, even if I don't like you, I will like you by force. I can't stop myself. Because when a man prays genuinely, even if the person is bad, very soon he will become good. Because transformation will enter. His soul will crack. It's a must. Even if it's not happening, but stay there. One day you will look for your anger, you won't see it. One day you will look for the loss, you won't see it. Masturbation will disappear. Eh? All your weaknesses, you can lie. When you see somebody's property, you collect it and then give back to the person and apologize. Because there is something telling you, collect what is not your own. Collect what is not your own. The last thing on your roster is integrity. There is a believer that told me he can lie before remembering he has lied. I mean, he will lie and then remember his lie. He was caught in a traffic in Lagos. He was caught on one way, and when they caught him, he didn't know when he lied. He said his mother died. Now, and he's going. When he realized what he said, he said, "Kyle, say God help me." He couldn't. This one, he couldn't help himself. It's not as if he planned a lie. There is an office in him working over time, and he's producing goods. It's now a subconscious meaning. The Bible man, we are going to pray. When I went to youth service, what I'm doing is for you to rest, because there will be no more rest until the, you are not with me. You don't understand our mechanism. It's just, I want you to catch your rest. Come to the front, stop staying at the back. I mean, call the woman of God. You are the one and you are looking at somebody. And then touch that or read the guy. Tell him there is work. I went to youth service and I told God I want to, if at all, I will serve as an executive. I want to be the Bible study secretary. I was a Bible man. Lord. I used to study 18 hours a day. I used to chew my Bible, like eat. I want to scatter people's head with scripture. When you come by this place, then one thing, you quote 50 scriptures. Have you seen some of these people that manipulated your head in hyper grace movement? If you ask them one question, instead of them to answer it, they will use scripture and mess up your head. They will now quote 15 scriptures to explain. If you are wise, you will just have, you have not answered my question. Let's start from the beginning. I want to become that kind of man. And I was trained by a Bible man. I was in charge of teaching Sunday school. Ask my sister, she was there. I used to mesmerize when I came. It was obvious we are going towards prayer. I rejected it. I fasted against it. I said I fasted against this prayer. Imagine if I did not pray, I would not be here. The reason why we are gathered here is because we opened a chamber in prayer. It seems as if God will not do anything until there is prayer. I have found out that God's purpose is tied to priesthood. Nothing will leave that realm and come into this realm until men give themselves, not go and come. They tie themselves to the altar, chain themselves there, and refuse to come out. Their blood is poured to the sand. There is a way you will pray, you will know that your blood is mixed with the elements of the earth. Eh? Yes. When Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, it was blood he was pouring on the ground. The kind of prayer we are praying, when you finish praying this prayer, if somebody asks you, have you died before, tell the person yes. I have died. The place of prayer. I know the way I met you now. She's a woman of God, though. And then when we began to pray, you will now realize that they overhyped you. Many people that will come to this conference will suddenly realize that they overhyped them, that they have not touched anything yet, that they want to run out like a tornado. There is a young man that came to 10th year. Immediately he came. You remember the young man now? He is very tall. I don't want to call his name. He begins to tell you his encounters. I've forgotten who he met. I told the guy, how were you born again? Explain to me your born again experience. Nobody said anything. In Bedfast, we were greeting him normal. In Bedfast, nobody saw his face. It was. Because when you start like that, people will think after 10 minutes we stop. After 1 hour, we now change gear. Just like what will happen this night. You don't need to have the energy. Your name is Ines Omabi. You don't need, all you need is the desire. Oh my God, the wind will blow into your being. And your heart will begin to enlarge. It will enlarge and accommodate a city. When will you begin to sit over a city? Ask God today. What sons desire is cities, nations, territories. The desire of sons is territories. They don't ask for give me car, give me shoe. God, if you don't pass me, if I don't go to you service this year, I will backslide. I'll backslide now. In case you have not noticed, there are millions of jobless youths in Nigeria. You need priesthood for advantage. It's not more enough for you to be commissioners, daughter. Because there are many commissioners and former commissioners and ministers. So the people that is even invited to the interview are people that have connection. So you can't even enter the interview without connection. And Elijah said unto him, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. The next verse. And 50 men of Jesus Christ. How many men? I didn't hear you. How many men? 50 aimless and lazy men. Say, come and stand, and you went and sat. Come and stand. Maybe after today you run away. I don't care. After today, if you don't want to be my friend, I don't want to see your face. It's either you become this one I'm looking at. I don't like this version of you. Even God doesn't like it. It's only set up and people that don't want you to become well that like this fashion. The fashion we are looking at is still at the eternity. There is still a transformation taking place. That is the one that is my friend. This one is not my friend. This one yet give to priest. When that one comes, even men will like it. You know the prayer you need to ask God. Ask God for carrying grace, carrying power, endurance. You have not noticed that your gas finished very fast. Your gas finished very fast. No, there are some people, when they come here, they see us praying, they will. There is one young man that came from Delta. He did, you know the young man. And he was doing like this. We did it 1 hour. Be like this people serious. We now did it too. The young man now find a place and sat down. But these people will kill me that I came to pray. That is my target today. Do you know my target? To get you to the point where you have exhausted your limit of grace that you had before. The scripture said they went from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Anytime, if it is Zion you touch, the proof is a new layer of strength. I have never remained in the same plane in the spirit for any 3 months of my life. If you continue to touch Zion, oh my God, I feel a crown of fire on my head now. Something will happen here. Stop doing as if you want to sleep. Something will happen here. It will just pass you back. When you notice people that don't act on one side, we are doing something. See after me, something. Meanwhile, as we pray, demons cannot survive this charged atmosphere. It was in a prayer meeting like this that I was leading. And then, somebody that is mad, a being that is like a human, stepped out of him. When the being stepped out of him, he became free from his madness. Nobody was doing. That time you are waiting and saying, ouch, I bind you. And I say, demon, die by fire. Just be praying. When the fire becomes very hot, the pot is hot, don't tell the fly to fly away. The reason why fly, you chase him today, it will do like. Have you tried to kill a fly in a pot of a egusi soup that is cold? If you do like this, do like this and come back. Do like this and come to the other side of the pot. When will you be tired? All you need to do is just carry the pot and put on fire. Continue cooking it. Hey! There are some things, water can boil at 100 degrees Celsius. Have you tried metal? Nothing will happen. It will be shining itself. But at 500 degrees, at 1000 degrees Celsius, with consequent pressure attending on it, at right temperature and pressure, many things, they can't stay. I used to think I'm a quiet man until the anointing came and reconfigured my life entirely. The way you are seeing me now is the entire opposite of how I was 15 years ago. You will not believe it. The only person that believed it is somebody I went to primary school before. He said, is it Shedu that is doing this? It's not true. Because I couldn't even talk. I can't even fight. People fight for me. My only advantage was my head. It's very big and intelligent. So I can't. You are not with me. So there are people copying from me, and my own is sure, 100 over 100 sure. So when you copy from me, you will now become my bodyguard. But talk, I can't talk. Fight, I can't fight. But look at me these days. When the thing was boiling, it was boiling, I realized I was not an office boy like they told me, that I'm a warrior. Oh God, you are not a guy man. I say you are a watcher. Don't allow Satan to deceive you. Some of you, they will look at your face and your face will be fine. And they say, fine face. That fine face. Don't label yourself. You know? People that is quiet like you are quiet. You should be a pastor and all that. You know? From where are they broadcasting from? Is it Channel Zion? The scripture said, and Samuel told Saul, he said that the spirit of the Lord God will come upon you and you will become another man. When the spirit of the Lord comes upon a man, he becomes another being. A man molded and crafted from the womb of the spirit. And became another being. Sometimes the energy I traffic with, sometimes my body cannot contain it. When it invades my being, it will take me 24 hours to become normal. I know you don't. 24 hours. Sometimes 3 days. I will be on hyper mode. I will try to come down. I can't. Then I found out that it is not just that I'm a warrior, that there are territories. That is territorial stuff. God sent me to help you. Why are you here? Even you don't know. Huh? No, you don't know. I know you are three and you think it's the other people that, meanwhile, you are the one. No, don't believe me. When things are happening, you will now know. When we start praying again, angels will be too much here. Wait. When you see massive people are pushing, it's not people, it's angels pushing you. Some of the time when we hold hands to pray, angels come and hold hands. What you don't know, listen to me. There are certain things we are doing here that angels learn from us. Because they know that this path we are treading is not something that is it is not something that originated from man. It will take a superior spirit, a superior wisdom to invent the things that we are doing. So when they see a young man like the angels that have been around for ages, and we are functioning in certain technologies, that even angels that have transversed this realm for long have not been able to trap, and they see young men like us trapping it, they will say, no, let's learn. So when we pray like that and join hands, they will come and join hands with us, because they need to learn this. How can mortal men trap the eternal God in their midst and he will stay and be comfortable? Was doing you service. One of those nights we prayed and came to a point. Give me volume. And then what we saw was an angel that suspended between heaven and earth. And the angel asked us, he was carrying a pot of fire. That was when God began to teach me literally on the move that is about to come. Revival is not a talk, it's a spirit, it's an encounter in the heavenly realms. It's a technology that God brings into the heart of a man, and through his vessel, God will begin to do things from territorial basis, and the influence that will be coming from the altar of a man will begin to shape the face of territories. It was there that God began to teach me that territory, that revivals are territorial in scope. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
when the influence of God upon a man begins to overflow to his family, then God has come. We saw, they said that these are the seraphims that bear the fire and coals of revival. These men, they bear the coals of revival. Revival don't just come, there are heavenly hosts that came to partner us. These beasts, their eyes are filled with fire. Listen to me, you are not hearing me. Hey. Listen. Some of these beings have not visited earth in the last 100 years. But the time has come. The season is now. When we pray now, God will travel with this our prayer. Oh my God. Is it massive? Listen. Five men, 7-7. Five men, hold hands, 7-7. Hey! Hey!